Shalom to all! Today we're learning Mizrach Zvachim, Perek Ches, Mishadal Mishnehei, and today's Mishnah is we're learning Mizrach Zvachim, Rachel, Shishi B'Zachar, Fein, Jerziv, Gagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And we continue discussing what happens when karbonos get mixed up with each other, and here we're discussing pieces of karbonos. So the Mishnah says, Avery Chatos and Sarv Bevery Oila, we have the limbs of a carbon chatos that got mixed up with the limbs of a carbon oila. Now we know that limbs of a carbon chatos are eaten, whereas limbs of a carbon oila are burned in the Mizbeach. So what do? Rabbi Lezer says, Yitin Lamalon. We put everything on top, everything gets burned on the Mizbeach. And I just view the meat of the chatos that was put on the mizbeach as if it's wood. And the reason why we have to do that is because there's an isser of burning meat that's supposed to be eaten and it's not supposed to be burned. So you're not allowed to burn it. And therefore, Blazer says, whichever meat here is a chatos and it's not supposed to be burned, I view it as if it's wood burning and not that I'm being yotzei my din of burning meat on the mizbeach. That's a thought process you have by the oilo, which is supposed to be burned. But carbon chatos, the meat's not supposed to be burned. So you have to think, you know, this is just wood. However, Chum argue and they say that no, to Uber Tsuras, we have to take all this meat, wait for Iber Tsuro, which basically means we have to let it sit overnight. Now, even if I did know which meat over here was a carbon chatos, it wouldn't be allowed to be eaten because it went past its time. It's called Nisar, and then it gets brought to the Beis Srefa, it gets burned. And that's because the Chum hold that we're not allowed to put meat on the Mizbeach just to burn it stam if it's not allowed to be burned. So therefore, we're not going to put it on the Mizbeach, we're going to wait for Iber Tsuro, and then we're going to burn it outside in the Beis Srefa. Moving on to Mishnah Hay with something similar, a Varn Bevrei Bali Mumen, let's say we have limbs of a carbon oila, which is kosher, and they got mixed up with limbs of a carbon oila, but that oila happened to have been a baal mum, it had a blemish, so its limbs are not able to be brought on the mizbeach. And then what happened? The kayin accidentally took some of these limbs and put them in his mizbeach, starting the whole burning process, which again, he's not supposed to be doing because one of these animals here is a baal mum, but he already started the burning process. So what does he do with all the other pieces? Rabbi Lezer says, Im karv rosh echem hen, yikru kal roshen, krosh echem hen, yikru kal kraayim. If the head of one of these karbonos oila was already put on the mizbeach, so all the heads could be put on. And if one of the legs of one of these karbonos oila was already brought, so all the legs could be put up. And why is that? Because Reb Lezer says that we assume that that one leg or that one head that was put on the mizbeach was actually the one of the pasul karbon, and all the ones remaining are from the kosher karbonos, and therefore we could put them all up. However, Chum and Chum say the exact opposite. Afilu karvu kulam chutz me'achin mehen. Even if every single limb over here, the heads and the legs were all put on the mizbeach except for one of them, there's one head and one leg left. Yezel beis ha'sreifa, that piece that's left over has to be brought to the Beis HaSreifa and is not even brought to the Mizbeach. That's because we assume that this one which is left is actually the pasul one, not one of the kosher ones. So they're the exact opposite of Reb Lezer. We're going to stop here for a day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin, beginning to discuss dam. Let's say blood of a carbon got mixed into something and what we do. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.